Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Let's give away some money.
Let's do it.
The weekend's almost here. You can use it to go out and party, go buy yourself something nice.
Heck yeah.
If you signed up at KidNation.com, your name could be called right now. If you did not sign up, you're going to have to wait to see if these people call back, because if nobody calls back, we'll open it up for everyone, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But we do suggest you go sign up at KidNation.com. It's really simple. You only have to do it once, and then don't worry about it. Just listen for your name.
Yeah.
Big Al, you have those names in front of you?
Sure. Danielle Collins, Kim Kalias, Amanda Carbajal. Amanda Carbajal, Kim Kalias, Danielle Collins. You have 10 minutes to give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE, 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT. It might be Calais. I don't know.
Calais. And it's kind of a Calais.
I don't know.
I'm sure she's heard it pronounced so many ways. She knows that's her.
Right.
Could tell the lack of confidence in my voice when I was pronouncing those names. Anyway, you have 10 minutes to give us a call. That time starts right now. 800-543-3548. And if they don't call back,
boom,
we're going to open it up for everybody.
Yeah. Everybody.
Yeah, that's part of it. You got to make sure you listen for your name to be called. You don't want to miss your opportunity.
Dang right.
So yesterday was sweet little Emma Kelly Raspberry's birthday.
Oh,
10. The big double digits. I said, how does it feel to be double digits? She says, it's not a big deal. You're double digits. I'm like, yeah, that's true.
That's true.
That's very true.
I used to call myself a teenager when I turned 10. I was so excited.
Yeah. Your daughter's very an emotional girl.
Yeah, I'd say so.
I wonder where she gets that from.
But we were at the fair, and she's very adventurous, whereas at her age, my girlfriend, the very first roller coaster I rode, she pinched my arm the entire time till we got up there and we wouldn't let me out of line. My daughter wants to do it all.
Good.
So after we did the pirate ship, which is, I did that with her. I can do that because it's back and forth. It's not upside down or spinny. She convinced me to get on the love bug, which is sort of, you know, around and around in a circle, but still not spinning.
Okay. The little roller coaster.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So she wanted to do another ride. So I'm watching her because, you know, it's kind of expensive when we're riding things together. I said, but you're big enough. Can you do this one by yourself? Yes. So we can ride more rides.
Yeah.
So I'm looking over at this thing called the Windsurfer. It's a ride that not only goes up, it spins you, twists you, holds you upside down for extended periods of time.
Oh, boy.
Look, it's probably the scariest ride, in my opinion, at the fair.
Yeah.
And I'm watching it while she's on another ride. And when she gets off, it's the next one. She goes, I want to do that one. So then, Michaela, you might want to watch this before you. She was ready to go. I said, let's watch the next group so you can see what this ride does, because I think this might be a little too much. Okay. So she's watching, and she's seeing everybody up there laughing. They're older girls laughing, and she's like, okay, I'm going to do it.
Boy.
And I'm going to video it, and I have it. The horror, I mean, true terror on her face.
Oh, no.
You could see it.
As she is, because it spins you, and it takes you up, and she's trying to maintain eye contact with me, because, I mean, that's like, that's her
comfort.
Security.
Yeah.
And that made me feel good, but horrified. It's like, what? There's nothing I could do. Once she's in that ride, she's stuck.
Yeah, you can't stop
it. For like
it.
2 minutes, and it was horrifying. And she would flip, and she'd look at me, and she'd and then, again, she'd go upside down, and then she'd try to regain her composure, and she'd smile at me, because she'd see I'm filming. I'm like, oh my God, I'm talking to this other mom, and she's terrified.
It's the fake
smile. And then she finally got off, and she's holding it together, and they unharness her, and she comes down the platform. She makes a beeline for me and starts weeping.
Aww.
And she just buries her head in my chest and just can't stop crying. She said, I was so scared.
No.
I thought I was going to fall out.
She did.
She said, my hands hurt. She was holding on so tight. But I've never felt so helpless.
Oh, man.
And I felt horrible because I'm continuing to film it like, oh. I shouldn't probably
body
be filming
cam.
This.
Well, she wants to see it, right?
I showed her later. And last night she was showing Alan. So, I mean,
okay.
I guess it's good.
Okay, so she's over it now.
But to see the look of pure terror in your child's face and you can't go in and scoop
nothing
them out
worse.
And save them.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, let's calm down. We went and she said, I just want to sit down and get some water. So we went and did that. And I said, you want some Dippin' Dots? Will Dippin' Dots make you feel better? Yes. So we got Dippin' Dots. And then there's like a little simple fun house. For the little kids,
you have
to be 3 feet to be on it.
Is it the scary one or like the mirrors?
No, you walk through it. It's
there's
like,
a slide at the end.
Yeah, okay.
No, this is a different one.
Oh, that's
the one that she did do that one too. This is the one with the kind of the barrel, but it's going really slow that you have to run through to get out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they have, it was like, it was sort of set up like a jungle, a tropical forest. So she had, it was easy breezy. But when you get behind the wall, I can't see what's going on back there. Mm. Well, there's a part of the floor that moves, it shifts back and forth to get the kids kind of off their balance. Well, there's this little toddler and the mother ahead of him, McKelly, and so she's having to wait for them, she's explaining to me after the fact, and they wouldn't move. So she's stuck on this thing until she falls, hits her hip, elbow, and chin.
No way.
Oh.
So I'm waiting for her to come off the simple little fun, and even a toddler can ride it, ride. She comes again out of the fun house, and she looks fine to me until she gets up to me because she's embarrassed.
Yeah.
Bawling again. Huge bruise, skin missing on her arm.
Oh, man.
She
fun
said,
house wasn't very much
we'd
fun.
Been there literally less than an hour at this point. I just want to go home.
No way.
I just want to go home. I was like, baby. And I sat her back down, and I got her calmed down. I said, we've only been here an hour, and I have all these tickets left. We got to use. So we ended up going to the petting zoo, and that made everything better.
Oh, good.
No injuries
there. Yeah,
Zach.
Man. She was beat up. It was awful. Wow. I have to show you this. I don't know if you can see, because, you know, when you're from a distance.
Yeah.
But I never felt so upset for her. So if you have a child that insists on riding the windsurfer at the fair, don't do it. It's awful.
Some kids can do it,
cause,
like the daredevils, but your daughter's not a daredevil.
She is.
Apparently.
She is.
She wants to be.
She wants to be.
She'll be proud in hindsight, though, you know, because those are the moments that you ride. I remember riding a roller coaster. You're terrified, but you want to do it.
Yeah.
And you do it, and then you can, I don't know, maybe you tell her, like, how brave she is. I mean, she's brave that she did that.
Oh, my gosh. I told her. She's like, Mommy, you would have died. You would have
died.
No,
you would have.
I know I
would have
died. Well, I mean, if I had done it, because you would have died. Because she survived it. She knows I wouldn't have.
She has not adopted the I'm not going to do it philosophy from Kelly Raspberry.
Not yet.
I'm not going to do it. No.
It's coming after those two experiences.
Not going to do it. No.
Nothing more awkward than when you walk into those little house, like you said, because you can't really see what's going
on
in there.
After that.
And you're walking with your son, and then there's like two teenagers full-on making out up against the wall. And you're like, all right, Cason, cover your eyes, buddy. What are they doing? Nothing. They're just hugging. Go back there to get a little kiss action.
It's worse when it's not your child, because I found that on the kids' trip, when a kid wants to go on a ride and the parent lets you take their child.
Yeah.
I mean, their prized child, and they don't even really know me, on a ride, and the kid starts crying, and I find myself like, well, now I feel terrible that I encouraged this child to be brave and go on a ride they wanted to go on, and then you're sitting with them and you feel awful.
Did y'all, Kelly, did y'all go and visit the little tiny horse?
No, they did have the come look at the two-headed turtle or something. I was like, Emma Kelly, we're not doing
that. Two-headed turtle. Not to be confused with the three-eyed
turtle. The tiny horse is there. You know, that duped me years ago.
Yeah.
I wanted to see the world's smallest
horse. He's down in a hole.
Yeah.
He's down below the ground. Yeah. So he's a regular size mini horse. I'm sorry I'm blowing that. Don't spend your tickets on that.
No, don't do that. But do go to the if you ever go to the petting zoos and they have goats, those are the best.
Right? Did you see
baby
the baby?
Goats.
Did you see the baby?
There's a million of them. Well, there's a million of them.
No, I told you it was the smallest baby. It was just born in front of me.
Well, there was a few. I guess they kind of get their legs pretty quickly. There was a couple you could see were about to deliver. A lot of pregnant goats.
Yeah.
Goats are getting it on.
More than the bunnies?
Baby goats are so fun to watch.
Yes, they are.
They hop and spring.
That's all they do.
They're so cute.
And they kick their little legs. Which ones are the fainting goats?
Yeah, just a different kind of goat.
Oh, okay.
Those aren't fainting goats at
no,
the fair.
No. I felt really bad for the giraffe. The giraffe, people need to learn.
There's a giraffe at the fair?
Yes. You need to pick up on an animal's cues. The giraffe was, you could tell, was agitated. And people are, like, every time the giraffe would come by, they would, like, try to pet it, and they were almost hitting it and trying to shove food in its face, and the giraffe is going back and forth and whipping his head around. It's like, y'all need to back, somebody needs to be there and say, back off the giraffe.
Was it a baby giraffe?
The giraffes are my favorites.
Yeah.
No, it was a full-size.
Hashtag back off the giraffe.
They didn't have any business. That giraffe was agitated. I didn't like that.
Yeah, there were some animals I couldn't tell what they were. Like, it looked like a baby buffalo or, like, a miniature buffalo. A real furry thing. I know I'm wrong, and someone's going to correct me. I would love to know what it was.
They have the signs. You have to look for them on the sides of the cages, and their names I've never heard of.
Brown and furry and looks like a buffalo, but it's very small, so maybe they're just mating in there with other creatures. I don't know.
I don't know, but I just wasn't really. Some of those animals I didn't feel like should have been in there. The baby goats are fine.
Yeah.
And the pigs and stuff. The farm animals.
Yeah, but a giraffe, that thing was irritated.
I've never seen a giraffe.
People act like animals, beating and yelling at this thing. It's like,
well, they've never seen one before. They're excited.
But you could tell the animal's upset. Can't you tell me? He's going back and forth.
He just rode the windsurf.
His head around. Right. I mean, he was not.
Did you see the Texas native kangaroo?
I did. There were, yeah.
There were babies in the pouches. Yeah, they,
oh, really?
They have kangaroos. They have lots of animals.
I missed all that. I mean, what? I saw the cows and pigs and stuff, you know.
I know someone that has a kangaroo for a pet.
Who?
A kid.
I don't know if they're allowed to have them, so I don't want to give them.
Yeah, I don't think they are.
Like, yeah, but they do have a.
Like
they
here?
Have, yeah, in the States.
Wow.
At a ranch, they have a kangaroo.
I don't know.
It's still, huh. They still,
well,
bottle feed.
He has land.
Yeah. I mean, he gets to run around and stuff.
Okay. So not in the house.
No. It's not. It's a big, big patch of land he gets to go mess around on. I'm pretty. You could have a kangaroo, can't you? As long as you get the permits.
The permit.
Well, I think you have to get
a kangaroo permit.
Well, don't you have to get some sort of
paperwork
from the government?
I don't know.
And paperwork from the government?
I don't know. Like, are you allowed to have these marsupials as pets?
I don't know the list of banned animals. I'm not sure.
I don't know. And something else we don't know. We don't know why Danielle Collins and Kim Kalias and Amanda Carbajal did not give us a call. Well,
they didn't recognize the names.
Yeah, Al.
Right?
Oh, that was me?
Well, so, no matter what your name is.
Sucks for them,
right?
But it's great for you.
Yeah, now we're going to open it up for everyone. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
What caller number, Jenna?
Ooh, 23.
Caller number 23.
Got it.
You get to play Beat the Bank next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Beat the Bank.
Beat the Bank. Beat the Bank. Little Ray Williams. Squat astounds. This man lifted 1,005 pounds.
That was nuts.
Beat the Bank.
I don't think you were in the room with us yesterday, Kelly Raspberry.
I was not. This is news to me.
This man named Ray Williams, you know, squat warriors, right? You've done squats. Sure you did.
Yeah,
so he's got 1,005 pounds on a squat rep.
Why 1,005? Was the previous record 1,000 or 1,004?
I do not know the answer to that. We're showing the video right now on Kid TV. This guy.
It's a big dude, though.
Has tree trunks for legs. No surprise. He puts 1,005 pounds on his shoulders, steps away from the squat rack, goes down with perfect form.
Perfect form.
90-degree angle with his knees, lifts it right up.
That's just not healthy.
1,005 pounds.
Like nothing.
There's like 8 guys standing around him spotting him. Like, I don't know what they're going to do.
Nothing.
They're just there for the moral support. Yeah. They went down with him.
If he falls, they got to grab it.
Oh, my
God. I'd be scared that some sort of body fluid would come out when you squat.
Yeah.
On your back.
Got to empty that bladder first.
Right?
Oh, you probably empty everything. Maybe as a diaper. Yeah. Do they wear a squat diaper?
He does not miss leg day.
Wow.
Check that video out when you get to work if you get a chance. That dude. Woo!
He does not skip leg day, bro.
No.
All right. Let's meet our contestant for Beat the Bank. Nobody called back within 10 minutes, so we opened it up. Daniel, that happens to be you.
Woo!
There you go.
Daniel, do you skip leg day, bro?
I skip every day.
My man. What do you do for a living, Daniel?
I'm a pathology assistant.
Pathologist?
Oh.
Like you study paths.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, what's your favorite path?
The right one.
Are you already at work, Daniel?
No, I'm actually on my way to take my wife to work.
Oh, look at you dropping your wife off.
Mm-hmm. Very nice.
I know, right?
Yeah. What's her name?
Cindy.
Hi, Cindy.
Cindy.
And I'm sure you both were trying to call when we told you guys, right?
Oh, yeah.
How did you get designated to talk? Like, you're both in the car.
It was his phone.
Yeah, I mean, we both tried to call in.
Okay.
Her call disconnected.
Oh, right. Okay.
So you know that
you get all the money. Then.
Yeah, no, she's still going to get all the money. We know how it works.
Oh yeah.
All right, Daniel. Here's how the game works, man. We're going to put you inside the bank vault with the banker. Right? He has money, which will increase the longer you stay in that bank vault. It can get up to $1,000. Your only job is to yell stop when you think he's gone as high as he's going to go. Even if he says $1,000, you still have to yell stop, because if that door closes for some reason, Daniel, you get nada. All right, man.
Nada.
Nothing. That's nothing.
Gotcha.
Thank you, JC.
You're welcome, Al. Al, how are you feeling this round?
Now, pathology is like diseases and stuff, right?
Yeah, it has to do with cancerous cells and
diagnosis. Okay. I'm going to diagnose I'm going to diagnose a medium result for you, sir.
A medium result.
Right, mid-range.
It's a medical diagnosis.
Yes.
What's my life expectancy, medium?
Medium, Jenna. Medium. I'm sorry.
Your bedside manner sucks, Al.
Yeah, not very good. All right, Daniel. And again, Al doesn't know, Daniel.
I don't
just
know
go
Jack.
With your gut feeling as you play, okay?
I don't know, Jack.
Gotcha.
All right, but let's open up the vault. Let's get inside. Let's play.
Beat the Bank!
Stop.
He took Al's gut instinct to heart. Yeah.
My estimate was 540. Now, I don't know, but my guess was 540. You stopped at 560, so we're on the same page there, sir.
Uh-huh.
Man, I felt the connection.
All right.
I felt the connection.
I feel you.
Was your wife squeezing your leg, telling you to stop right there?
She's actually on headsets right now, watching Kid Life.
Okay.
Cool. Hi. We're waving at her right now. Hi, Cindy.
All right, man. You got $560. That's all yours to keep, Daniel, for fun. We want to see how high it would have gone, okay?
Yeah, go for it.
700.
Uh-oh.
Is it going? That was a big jump.
That was a big jump.
Hey! Not bad.
Dude. That's all right.
What are you going to do with that money, Daniel?
I'll take it. Man, I'm going to take my wife on a date.
Aww.
There you go. Wife
good
date.
Right there. All right. Well, you guys have fun on that date. Have a good day at work. Thank you for listening, Daniel. We'll talk to you soon. Hold on for us. We'll get you set up. And we'll play again in less than an hour. We'll call out three names. And if they don't call back, you can be like Daniel and get in just like that. We are seeing that you do, in fact, need an exotic license for a kangaroo, by the way. And you can also have a lion. You can get a license to have a lion.
A lion?
Don't do that.
That's a little dangerous. Got a picture here of baby Zoe, a kangaroo. Cassidy sent us a picture. Our friend has a baby kangaroo.
Wow.
There's some cool animals you can own. I have a flying squirrel now.
Yes, you do.
Yeah.
I was thinking about getting a pig one day.
Are you really? A mini pig?
Mini pig, yeah.
I looked into it.
Yeah.
You really need some space for it. You got to keep them warm when they're little.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, they're harder than dogs. Yeah. You got to keep their body temperature up.
All right, it's time for first world problems, you guys.
We're out of Truvia.
First world problem. That was our first world problem today. We just realized we're out of Truvia, so our coffee does not taste very well. Actually, it doesn't taste very well anyways. We like the real sugar, but...
Yeah.
So we want to know what your first world problem is. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Let's get to those first world problems. It's those problems you feel bad complaining about.
Yeah, because you're like, if this is my worst problem, I'm actually having a pretty good day.
There's worse things going on in the world, but sometimes you got to get it off your chest, and we let you do that next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We got Matthew Hussey. He's the author of the book Get the Guy, which Kelly read half of.
Hello, I'm Alan.
Well, she got the guy.
I figured it out.
She figured it out. But he is great with relationship advice, especially for the ladies. So he'll come in and give you the guy's perspective, a single guy's perspective on what you got to be doing so you land the right one and not the wrong one.
Okay.
Because there's plenty of Mr. Wrongs.
But only one Mr. Right.
No, there's a few Mr. Rights.
We'll
let Matthew tell us.
All right, yeah.
Yeah, he can tell us all that.
I got a first world problem.
And don't forget, Beat the Bank, 20 minutes away from another three names announced. But now it's all about first world problems.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, I was really excited yesterday because I got an Amazon package delivered.
Yeah.
This music is so loud.
First world problem.
Yeah. No, I thought it was my body paint.
Yeah.
My friends and I have a fire Halloween costume, all of us. Oh, yeah, I like to do a dry run. Like, I test it out a little bit.
Yeah.
So I all excitedly opened the box. It was just my Lumi case I ordered.
Hashtag first world problem. But body paint, huh?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, let's go back to that.
With clothes, though. You're gonna wear clothes.
Uh-huh.
Right. That's all she'll tell you right now.
You guys, I'm so excited. It's going to be my best Halloween performance.
Group?
Group for Halloween. Okay. And then Weezy and I have something special.
I saw the Wheezy costume. You will be excited, Kid Nation, when you see these pictures.
Very cute.
Oh, I got.
You guys are going to love it.
I'll show you Curtis's. I got it in the mail yesterday as well. It's not a first world problem, but I'll show it to you because he's got his. My grandma, my girlfriend sent, and it's awesome.
All right. Yeah. My dog costume's going to be better than your dog costume.
Yeah.
You're right.
I don't dress up my dog.
George doesn't have his?
No.
I typically would.
George doesn't. I don't think George likes it.
No.
I typically would.
My dog's going to be Superman.
Aww.
Dex is Superman. All right, let's get to the... We have some text messages here from Kid Nation.
First world problems?
First world problems, Big Al.
Got it.
When the automatic light shuts off and you're still on the toilet and you got to get your cell phone out with the flashlight. Hashtag first world problems.
Oh, wow.
Oh, boy.
A lot of...
Oh, boy.
You're in there for a while, not moving, right?
That's pretty nice. You guys, I have to get on my $100 smartphone and my $1,000 laptop to check my bank account just to see that I have no money.
How true is that?
Hashtag first world problem.
Yeah, right.
All these nice things and no money in the bank account.
That's why.
And this one's from Justin Kilzer. My first world problem is that every time Justin gets promoted part-time to full-time Justin now, I have to go manually update his display name on my Snapchat. Meanwhile, I've been stuck with the title of Intern Justin for over a year and a half now. Hashtag first world problem.
Man, half glass full.
Change his name in your snap?
Yeah, that's really nice of you to do that for him. I can't decide which of my 19 pairs of jeans to wear today, you guys. Hashtag first world problem. I think I only have six, if that.
I have too many. But again, I can't wear but about three pairs of them.
Right,
yeah, right.
Let's go to the phones here. Let's kick it off with you, Liz. Hi, Liz.
Hi.
All right, what's going on? You got a new car?
Yeah, so Monday, my 2017 Mustang got delivered to my dealership, so I finally got it.
Yeah.
And it's great.
Uh-huh.
I ordered the premium one because it has certain little just, like, special features, and one of those features is when I open my doors, the mirrors project a Mustang light onto the ground.
Nice.
But my driveway is made of gravel, so it breaks up the Mustang projection, and you can't see what it is. Hashtag first world problem.
Oh, man.
That's so cool, though.
You're going to have to get some pavers.
Cool. I was so excited about it, but then I got home, and I opened it, and it just looks like there's a light on the gravel.
Aww.
Dang gravel. Now you're going to have to get concrete.
Don't the people that make the car know that we know what kind of car we're driving?
Oh, it's just fun.
But it's cool. It's just cool to have it, and if you can't see it because of the gravel.
If you drop something, then you can see it, right?
Right.
Yeah, it's cool.
And you see where you're stepping. Kiana wrote us, she's 17. I was walking out of the Family Dollar thinking it was a Walmart or a Walgreens. And I stood at the front doors for about a minute waiting for them to open automatically. Hashtag first world problem.
Not the dollar store.
You got to do that yourself.
Not the dollar store.
You got to do that yourself. You're saving a bunch of money, though.
Yeah.
Hey, Amber. We have another new car problem here with Amber. What's going on with your car?
Yes, I bought a new car, and there are sensors on the door handle that will automatically lock and unlock if you touch them.
Mm-hmm.
And they weren't working, and I had to actually reach into my purse and grab my key fob and unlock and lock my car. And it was really annoying. Hashtag personal problem.
It is annoying.
It is annoying.
I feel you. I have to actually
touch. It's like it ran. It's very temperamental. Sometimes it just decides it doesn't want to work.
Yeah.
Right. I hate that. Like, fix that. Make it work right. Or don't give it to us at all.
Yeah.
Because when we get a taste of it, we want it to work right. Thank you for calling us. We have a Daniel. Hey, Daniel.
My first world problem is my mom got a new Infiniti QX60.
Nice.
And... It has no touch screen.
I have
to actually, like, push the button.
Oh,
what?
No touch screen.
You tell your mom you're not going to ride in that car.
Get it.
Man, it's all car problems.
Come on, Infinity.
Morning.
Are you the DJ?
Yeah, I'm always sitting in the front seat, and there's no touch screen. So.
Oh, my gosh.
Mm. I'm sorry, man. Yeah, you're going to have to go in Dad's car.
Yeah, man.
Tell Mom, I'm sorry, Mom. I can't ride with you.
No touch screen. Tell her to drop you off like a block from school. You don't want the other kids to see you getting out of there.
I'm sorry you have to put up with that, Daniel.
No touch screen.
Have a good day. That was a good one. Hey, Barkley.
Hi, guys. How's it going?
It's going great, and I hear you got a new TV.
Yeah, I did. Last November, our house was broken into, and my 60-inch 3D TV was stolen, so I had to upgrade. And whenever we upgraded, we opted for the 65-inch curved, and it was so big it won't fit in my entertainment center, so I had to mount it on the wall. And because I'm 6 foot tall, now whenever I pass through the living room, I have to duck to get around it.
Oh,
hashtag first world problem.
You got a 60-inch curve?
I do.
65.
That's my dream.
5 inches matter, JC.
Yeah, it's pretty nice whenever I play the Xbox One on it.
Yeah. No glare, right? That's why it's curved?
Oh, absolutely.
When JC wants to come over and play video games.
What do you play?
Hey, we can hit it up. I play Call of Duty, Halo, things like that.
Okay, good. Ooh. Yeah, I'll come over tomorrow.
Come on, I'm waiting.
All right, buddy. Thanks, Barkley.
Bro date.
Oh, 65-inch curve. Do you have one of those at the bar yet, Al?
I do not.
Is it just so the glare? That's the only reason it curves?
Yeah, I remember.
Sorry, I'm yawning as I'm asking.
Keeping you up, Kelly?
I looked at the curve. They say it depends on where you're sitting. It really does. Because like,
yeah.
I didn't end up getting a curve, but the TV's higher for me above a fireplace.
What is the point of a curve? I don't know.
I don't know.
They say the
better picture.
The picture's better. Yeah.
Remember, I won the one at our holiday party last year, remember?
And it was curve?
Yeah, it was the curve.
You like it?
Yeah, but it's not 65 inch.
What is it?
Oh my gosh.
I think 40.
I've got a 4K. But there's no programming, very
not,
little.
Yeah, not with that.
Yeah.
What is a 4K
it's like
name?
It's HD on steroids.
Oh.
But then they came out with something better than 4K, I thought.
What?
I thought.
No.
Didn't they?
They haven't even come out with 4K content
I know.
Yet.
Yeah,
not
right.
There's not very much.
There's like, not very much at all.
Like some super HD thing.
Can you believe that we buy stuff being
super
told,
ultra?
Like, it's going to be great. And we're like, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll take your word for
wait
it.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, you have the 4K and then super ultra.
Yeah, I don't get it.
I mean, how real do you need your shows to look?
Real? I want the
I'm just going to get the actors
out.
To be
yeah.
in my house.
Yeah. Hey, Tanya.
Hey.
So, what's going on with you?
Okay, this is awful.
Okay.
I work in Baton Rouge.
Uh-huh.
I'm from Nashville. So I travel for work, and I'm going flying in today because I have a leadership conference tomorrow. Mm-hmm. So my husband and son wanted to go back to Nashville, you know, to see friends and stuff, and I said, okay, I really don't like to ride in cabs and shuttles, so you guys need to leave early enough to make the 9-hour drive to pick me up at the airport in Nashville when I get there this afternoon. Hashtag first world problem.
That's their first world problem. you're the benefit
wow.
from that
hour
one.
9-hour airport pickup?
9 hours, wow. Tanya?
Yes.
Wow.
They're going anyway.
Hmm? Yeah, I mean, they are.
Gosh.
Wow.
That's for the husband.
Yeah. Yeah.
And for the son.
Wow.
Mother, you get one of those.
Wow.
Hey, we know who the queen of the house is.
Right?
Exactly.
You get Tanya. Hey, ain't nobody mad at you right here.
Dang. All right, baby girl.
You have a great day, Tanya. Thank you for calling.
Yo, just hit the whip one more time for homeboy.
Crack it. Wow. Ouch.
Yeah.
That one hurt.
9 hours?
Nine.
You get nine with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Ooh, man.
I'm sorry, he's baby.
He's probably like, yeah.
I'd be about 3 hours late if she was having me pick her up.
Golly.
9 hour drive. Hey, Emily.
Hey.
No first world problems. We would love to hear yours.
Okay, so a couple weeks ago, my iPhone 6 Plus, the front camera broke, so now I have to take old school selfies, and that's a hashtag first world problem.
Oh, it is.
Do you have to
no
go up to like
Snapchat? I feel like filterless. I can't even see it.
You can't do the filters.
What's your favorite filter?
Yeah, what is it?
My daughter and I like the little deer because her voice is so cute.
The deer.
Yeah, I like that you can do those with your friends. They haven't done my. I have a character on Snapchat called Daryl, but they haven't given me the filter for Daryl lately. So that's my first world problem.
You could probably just pick another one.
No, because it's Daryl.
I get a new phone.
Now I got to come up with somebody else.
It's good for Daryl.
Then my wife tries to do the voice every time.
I haven't been snapping as much lately.
You've been on Instagram a lot, right?
Instagram is my favorite. It's closest to my heart.
I'm exclusive right now with Snapchat.
You are?
Yeah.
Exclusive?
Yeah. Well, sometimes I dabble with the Instagrams.
I really like to spread the content around.
Yeah.
You catch me and Kelly on Facebook.
Instagram.
Are you Instagram?
I do.
A little bit, I guess.
You do.
All right.
Not a lot, but
catch
I do.
Catch Al on MySpace. Oh, by the way, I finally got to log on to my MySpace. I went through this whole fiasco.
What
of getting
a mess.
It's a freaking mess.
You can't. I did too out of curiosity recently. I couldn't find anything. I was like, where's my old stuff?
I can't even find my profile.
Such a mess.
And I'm signed on, but I can't go to my profile.
I know. I had all the pictures of Emma Kelly when she was first born, you know? Like, I used to take a picture of her every month.
Yeah.
On her birth, you know, on the 19th. And I can't find anything on there anymore.
I don't know what's going on over there. Way to go, Justin Timberlake.
Ruined it.
Yeah. Ruined it for
we
everyone.
Want Tom back.
We want Tom back. All right, we got round two of Beat the Bank. We're going to call out three names. You still have time to go sign up at KidNation.com because we pull them out at random, and you never know what names we're going to pull out. We'll call those three names next.
It's the Kid Credit Morning Show.
All right, we already played round one of Beat the Bank.
Mm-hmm.
Daniel won $560 because nobody called in.
Yep.
Maybe it's because Big Al got the names a little off. We don't know. So we'll give you another shot, Big Al Mac.
Thank you.
You have three names in front of you.
First one
to call back gets to play Beat the Bank.
Shalisa Boise, Kim Coleman, Erica Garza. Erica Garza, Kim Coleman, and Shalisa Boise.
Boise.
Your 10 minutes starts right now. 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT, 800-KID-LIVE.
Yes. And like we said, if they don't call back, we open it up for everyone. But we suggest you do go sign up at KidNation.com. That way, you at least get to play tomorrow, hopefully.
Hopefully.
Because we'll do it again tomorrow for Friday.
Dang right.
Speaking of giving away some stuff, we told you we wanted to send you to L.A.
Mm-hmm.
For Walking Dead. We already gave one of those trips away yesterday. So we have another one for you today and another one tomorrow.
Oh, good.
All you had to do was go to KidNation.com, and then we would pick you out and hook you up.
Have we done that?
Yeah, we have done that. Believe it or not.
Obviously, we're waiting for
the name, but I'll just pick it up right here.
Let's just see who it is.
Hi.
Caution to the wind.
Hello, caller.
Hello? That wasn't a good plan. I guess we shouldn't have done that.
Person?
Hello.
I hear nothing.
Walking Dead fan.
Is our phone broke?
It doesn't even sound like you picked anything up.
Check, 1, 2.
Check. We're just talking to ourselves.
Well, that's what we normally do for the show.
Maybe we're not on the air.
We'll fix it here in a second. While we do that, though, you know how...
That's always a fear, isn't it?
Yeah. That we're not on the air? No, we're on the air.
We're on it. JC, say a cuss word. We'll find out if we're on the air.
Okay. The chatter says she's there. Hello?
There we go.
Hello?
Oh, there you go.
Hi.
Who do we have the pleasure of speaking with?
Hello?
Anna Argus.
Hi, Anna Vargas. Shout out, by the way. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great.
You're doing great? Big fan of The Walking Dead, right?
Yes, I'm like a huge fan. I like watch every show. I have so many shirts, just everything.
Really?
Well, today is your lucky day.
Guess what, Jenna? Tell her what she's won.
Oh, my gosh. All right, Anna Vargas, right?
Yes.
Anna, you are going to get a very cool experience because we are going to fly you and a friend, plus one, whoever you want to take, out to L.A.
Woo!
So you and your friend can be part of the studio audience on AMC's Talking Dead. I'm sure you know what that show is, little post-show they do and sometimes have the actors on there.
Yeah.
Yes, so you're going to need to fly out there 2 nights at a hotel, round-trip ground transportation when you're in L.A., so you get to go see this filming, and you get 2 passes to the Walking Dead attraction that is brand new at Universal Studios.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry. I'm, like, so excited right now.
Who are you going to take with you, Anna?
Probably my mom.
How old are you?
Yeah.
If you don't mind me asking.
I'm 18.
Okay.
Okay. Hopefully I think it'd be a great mom-daughter trip.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hopefully she doesn't get scared easily.
A little bit, but not really.
Oh, that'd be cool. Fun. Well, you'll have 2 days, so you'll be able to do some stuff on your own, too, together. It'll be awesome.
Take tons of pictures, okay, Anna?
Okay.
Hey, who's your favorite character from Walking Dead?
Rick.
Rick. Oh, Rick.
That Rick.
Yeah.
My man.
Yeah.
Rick.
He's the main character, Al.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know.
All the ladies love him. All right. Hold on for us. We'll get you all set up with your trip right there, okay? There she goes. We have another one for you tomorrow.
My boyfriend Alan is actually thinking about starting to watch The Walking Dead. He realized there's not a TV show that he watches.
Uh-huh.
There's nothing.
Right.
Other than football and the U.S. Open.
Yeah.
So he's decided that he wants to start watching this. I don't know how many seasons they're in because everybody keeps saying he looks like Negan.
Whoa.
This is going to be the start of 7. And yeah, Negan, they were sending pictures of Alan next to him. And he does look a
lot
like
him. Yeah, I told him, I said, you should go as Negan for Halloween.
Jeffrey Dean Morgan is in
this. Yes. And so, I don't know. He said he's thinking about getting involved. But I guess we have to binge watch 6 seasons.
Yeah. But you know what? That Alan has better teeth, though.
Hello, I'm Alan.
Alan has better teeth than all of us.
Yeah, he does. Bang.
He's my Negan.
Beat the bang. Beat the bang. No more debates. I'm so happy they are both equally as crappy. Beat the bang.
Yeah.
Beat the bang.
You know my favorite meme I've seen?
What?
It's and parents will relate to this one. It's a picture of Hillary, a picture of Donald, and says, some people don't like Trump, some people don't like Hillary, but everyone hates Caillou.
You guys get it?
Yes. Jenna, Caillou is a cartoon, and he is the whiniest punk.
He's this little bald-headed boy.
Thank you for breaking
who
it down.
Is just
I'm confused why
Canada.
Al laughed so hard. That was why I was wondering. I'm like, I didn't get it when JC told me.
I'm sure Al stumbled across Caillou.
I am smart enough to know that when everybody else laughs at a joke, jump in. Just so you don't look stupid.
Yeah,
like
more
a stupid
critical.
Guy that doesn't
it's
get the joke.
It's this cartoon out of Canada, and it's this little annoying, bald-headed boy.
He whines.
Who whines more than his little sister, Rosie. It's so he's so annoying.
Kelly, the other day, my son was doing the Caillou voice.
That's me.
I don't want to do that. And my wife, Kenzie, was like, where did you learn to do that? And he goes, I learned it from Caillou.
Yeah, Caillou's the worst. Don't let your child get involved.
I'm not blocking Walking Dead from my TV. I'm blocking Caillou. I'd rather have my son watching the zombies. Dang Caillou. All right, we got a winner here.
Oh, we did. Good.
Yeah. Hi, Shalisa.
Yes.
Hey.
How do you say your last name, Shalisa?
Yeah, how do you say
Shalisa Boise.
Boise.
We were making it harder than it had to be,
right?
weren't we?
Yes.
But
Boise
you knew.
With 2 S's.
You knew it was you.
No, I didn't. I'm at work, and a bunch of friends called me and messaged me.
She's like, who's this Shalisa Boise?
Shalisa, I have a very personal question to ask you.
Yeah.
Are you white?
Yes, I am.
I've never met a white girl named Shalisa.
Oh, now you have.
I get that all the time.
Yeah, okay. All right. Alicia, now I have.
All right. There you go. That's time for everything. Are you at work already, Shalisa?
I am at work.
Yeah, what do you do?
I'm an accountant.
Nice.
Crunch those numbers.
Count that money.
Yes, I do.
Were you always good at math or you just got better?
I've always been good at math.
Yeah.
Yes.
Do you have a calculator?
No.
Oh, you like that.
Oh.
The accountant with no calculator. Okay. I see how
I
you
have
are.
A computer for that now.
Okay.
The computer helps you out.
Yes.
What's 12 times 12?
That's
144. She had to enter it.
Yeah. Shalisa's quick with it. That's how you do it right there.
No, Shalisa, you can't do my taxes.
It's funny. I can recall that from having to memorize all of those combinations growing up.
I had to do one that I remembered because, you know, I can't do the other ones.
What's 11 times 11, JC?
121.
Very good.
Thank you.
Nice.
Thank you,
Shalisa. For the nines, I still do my fingers.
I never learned that, and I want to learn.
Oh, I love it.
I've never been able to
I still hold my fingers up. Yeah.
I just memorize it.
You just
it.
Put down whatever the number you're multiplying it by, that finger, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like 9 times 3, you look from your left hand, you put your third finger down, and then it's 27.
Oh, wait, that's a cool trick.
You see? Here's your middle finger. You guys know this trick?
Are you following along, Shalisa?
Okay, so put your fingers up, and everyone, you got to do it from left to right.
Left to right.
So basically, your first finger would be your left pinky, okay? Uh-huh. Everyone, fingers up unless you're driving, right? So just look at them. And so you pick 9 times what?
Nine times five.
Okay, so 5 would be your left thumb.
Okay.
Put it down.
Put it down.
There you go.
45.
9 times 6, put your right thumb down. 54. All right. 9 times 2. Put your ring finger on your left hand down. 18.
I don't like the
it's
hand
faster
one.
Faster just to remember it.
Yeah, I'd rather remember it.
Well, whatever. Hey, that's
it
a trick
right.
if you're going
it
to school. That's how I learned to do all my nines. So
I've
there
never
you go.
That.
There you go.
Shalisa, were you doing it too?
Yes, I was talking
about it. Shalisa, like, give me my money.
A little accounting tip. Okay, now let's give you your money.
Do 9 times 0.
Oh.
It's zero.
I know, but like, your hands can't get you that one.
Jim is so smart.
Look at that.
Oh, no, I'm not. I'm using my fingers to multiply.
Come on now.
All right, well, let's make this about Shalisa.
All right. Here's how you play the game. Al, will you tell Shalisa how you play, please?
Shalisa, we are about to put you in our Kid Craddock Morning Show Bank Vault. You will hear the bank uttering dollar amounts for your hearing.
Oh, my God.
When you hear one that you,
so hard.
When you hear one that you like, you just say stop. And we will, and you'll get that last dollar amount.
Yeah.
But if you don't say stop and the door closes, you know what you get? 9 times 0.
Nothing.
0. Yep.
There you go. That's how you do it right there. Big Al, how are you feeling this round?
Feeling very good.
Feeling very good.
I'm feeling very good.
You feeling a niner?
I'm feeling a niner.
Okay.
That's, okay.
Shalisa, use your own judgment, okay?
Yeah. I'm going to trust you, Big Al.
Oh.
Famous last word.
I love hearing
don't
women say down. That.
I heard that from
his
baby mama number one,
that.
Two.
Yeah. I'm going to trust you, Al. All right, Shalisa, just go with your gut feeling, okay? And if you want, trust Al. Let's go inside the vault. Let's play
Beat the Bank.
$50. $150. $250.
Will someone be the banker for Halloween?
$350. $450.
There's a pattern.
$550. $660.
$660.
Our accountants are usually conservative. You just got scored yourself $660, Shalisa.
That's pretty good.
Boise.
What you gonna do with that money, Shalisa?
I don't know. Maybe go shopping or something.
Yeah.
There you go.
Shopping out a little dress.
What are you wearing right now?
Work clothes.
You're so creepy.
A pantsuit? I like pants.
What are you wearing?
They're nice. They're nice.
What are you wearing?
Sensible shoes, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Can I feel your pants?
All right, just for fun, you got $660. We want to see how high it would have gone. Okay, Shalisa?
Okay.
All right, let's check it.
$770.
Oh, now it's going up. 110.
$880.
Oh.
Does it go 990?
And then shut, maybe?
Oh!
880 was it.
Yeah, he was trying to program you to go all the way.
Nice.
Okay.
That's all right,
hey,
girl.
You still got most of it, Shalisa.
660, yeah.
Good
That's
for you.
True.
All right, you get that shopping done. You have fun crunching those numbers today. Thank you for signing up at KidNation.com and listening for your name. We'll get you all set up here. Boom. We'll play again tomorrow, 650, 750 Central, just like today. Sign up at KidNation.com.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, ladies, cool accent alert. And also some good advice. Matthew Hussey, author of Get the Guy, is in studio with us right now. Go crazy. I know. Hi, Matthew.
Hello.
How are you doing this morning?
I'm good. It's good to be here.
So you cut the hair. Looks good.
I cut the hair, yeah. It was getting really annoying.
Was it?
It was too much work.
Too much work?
Yeah.
You didn't opt for the JC cut?
Uh-uh.
Which one is the JC
the
cut?
Just a cool cut up top when you do it. It looks
at
right.
At some point, I might do that.
Right? Looks
yeah,
good.
I feel like it's about a year away, and then I'll do it. I'm on a curve. It would have been too much of a shock.
Yeah, they're making fun of me every day for it.
Really? I like it.
Mostly here, just
well,
Kelly
it's funny
out.
When a guy makes a drastic hair change. Well, I think I've always been a proponent of JC keeping it longer, but girls are the ones that tend to do the drastic change when they're going through
crisis.
Yeah,
have you been going through
like
crisis?
A breakup, so that's why, is everything okay at home?
Yeah. Great. Mm. It's okay. Got a new squirrel, so everything's cool.
That's it. That's what it is. It's the squirrel.
And you've been working hard. You got I see you on TV all the time.
Yeah, it's been good. It's been very, very busy. Lots
you're
of
cheating
travel.
On us, really.
No,
you're someone that talks about relationships, you cheat on us.
No,
quite
you're
a
the
bit.
Ones I keep coming back to.
Yeah, you can't quit us, Matthew.
I can't.
What's the great advice you got for us for the ladies this time
you're
around?
Just gonna like just throw out whatever you feel. You don't have a question.
We could. I can jump in anytime you want.
Because I know you have topics. You do your videos.
One of the things that's been on my mind lately is people not being ruthless enough about deciding when somebody doesn't like them. I was pondering what am I good at in dating, and I've realized one of the things I'm really good at is realizing quickly when someone doesn't like me.
Right.
So I'm really happy to, like, if I said to somebody we should see each other tonight, and then they're like, oh, I can't do tonight, but let's do tomorrow afternoon, and then tomorrow afternoon came and they didn't even text me, I'd say, okay.
Not interested.
Yeah, I'm good with that. I'm really ruthless about then moving on. But what I also have come to understand is that that same person that didn't text me that afternoon to do anything or to confirm will still text me this Thursday. They will still get in touch and they'll say, hey, you know, how are you? What's going on? Now, that's the real...
That's a mixed signal.
That's the tough part that we all have because we go, oh my God, they text me again. I guess they do like me. Well, yes, the truth is on some level they do. They like you enough to get some validation from you. They like you enough to make you the person that makes them feel less lonely when they're having a slow day and nothing else is happening. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't mean they like you enough to go out with you again. It doesn't mean they like you enough to make, you know, even if they will go out with you again, make something happen in a relationship. So we're all clinging on to the smallest bit of hope that we have from someone we like or kind of like or have built up to like more than we really do.
It's social media and texting that I think is the problem because it's allowed everyone to be so much lazier in earning it, the relationship. And then it's true because it's like, oh, he followed me on Instagram. He's into me. It's like, that's the signal. That's not enough of a signal that a guy's into you because he followed you on social media.
Well, and they're like, Jenna will tell me she's a very sarcastic girl and she'll be talking to a dude on text. And if he's not sarcastic right back or if he takes everything literally, she loses interest automatically. That's you should keep giving him a chance, right? In person, at least.
This is the problem I've had lately. Like, if a guy is not good on text, and
you want him to be wittier.
I do. I do. And sometimes it doesn't translate well. So, yeah, I'll rule a guy out unfairly, maybe, because if his text game isn't strong. And I know that in person, sometimes guys can be great and it doesn't translate on text. But what else am I supposed to do?
Usually, I'm not.
Right?
I'm sort of in the camp that believes if someone is witty, generally, they're usually witty in their writing.
Right.
They're not, it doesn't normally work out that someone's not witty in their writing and then you meet them and they're so sharp. so I might agree with you. I think giving somebody, we all give people chances, I think, too often. I heard once a relationship often ends the way it began, meaning whatever and you break up on 3 years, 5 years, 10 years later was there in week one. You just decided not to focus on it.
100%. What's something, since you do a lot of these public speaking engagements and these classes for women that sell out all the time, by the way, what are some of the most common questions you've been getting from women lately?
Oh, gosh. I mean, they always revolve around three areas. How can I find someone?
Right. So real broad.
That's why we got to get the guy by the book.
How can I find someone? And if I've got someone I found that I already like, how do I attract him? And if I've already attracted him and I'm sleeping with him, how do I keep him? Yeah. Everything I do ever revolves around one of those three questions. I do get a lot, you know, that we're in an age where now people do talk about ghosting all the time. You know, this guy, he was texting me and then he disappeared. And, you know, that's one of the toughest things for me to deal with because it bores me to death. The ghosting subject is like we give so much attention to it. And as human beings, we have such a need to, you know, in marketing, there's this idea that if you create an open loop, people have to close it.
Right.
You do it on radio, right? Right before
open your break, finish
a commercial,
your break.
Right. Give them something they want to come back from the break. So human beings have this need neurologically to close the loop.
The closure thing. It's so disgusting. Closure.
So that's exactly it. People are craving closure.
I need to find him and get closure.
No, he doesn't like you. You don't want closure. You want to give him another chance to see what he's about to lose.
Right.
Yeah. If I could just have one more meeting and you tell me why you want to leave me, I'll fix it.
He already closed it.
Closure is overrated and we have to get over our need for closure. And by the way, ghosting is a product of every environment we're in. It's not just love. You know, you get ghosted in business all the time, right? If you know, I've had plenty of people that I started doing something with and then they just fell off the map, maybe because what I had wasn't interesting to them anymore,
or
their other priorities got too big. So ghosting is a part of life. Like we all take it a bit too seriously, I think. And the argument that they should have just, like, I read so many comments online, people like, well, he should have just at least said blah, 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 or they should have. Well, maybe. Yeah, maybe if you've been seeing someone for 6 months and they just suddenly fell off the map, then yeah, that's terrible form.
If you're married with kids, you probably can't then ghost.
Definitely. Yes. But you've been dating someone for a couple of weeks, or you've been like on a date with someone, and now you're really playing the victim because somebody just decided to stop texting. Like, give me a break. But when people, when you say, well, what would you have liked that person, he or she, to have texted you? What would you have liked to have gotten? They go, he doesn't feel that way about me. You know the next question is why.
What?
You know. And now what are you going to say? Well, proportionately, you weren't what I wanted. Right. Or you weren't as smart. You know, unfortunately, you were too dumb by text.
Yeah.
You know, what are you going to say? Like, we want honesty and we don't want honesty.
I like
that's
that.
The problem.
Dumb by text. DBT. Dumb by text.
Dumb by text.
Why'd you break up? Dumb by text. I like that, dog.
With Halloween around the corner, how would you go about asking somebody to talk to you if you're dressed like a stupid clown?
Oh, my God.
Is that one of those holidays where you should stay away from trying to start a relationship?
You'd have to be the most charming clown
right?
in the world. Yeah. I think you've got... someone said to me a great thing about Halloween costume. I thought this was a really wonderful flirtatious line. They were like, you should be the big spoon. Like, you should go as the big spoon. And I thought, oh, that's really clever.
Because look, of course, for your little spoon.
Yeah, the follow-up question is, well, what would you be? You know, and I just think that I've realized all of a sudden there's this whole world of flirtation that can happen around texting someone about what you're going to go as for Halloween. That would be really good.
I love Halloween. It's an opportunity, too, to be your everyone's like somewhat uncomfortable. No, not even. Sure. You should still be attractive if you're a single girl on Halloween, somewhat. Like, never go full clown face.
Right.
You know? But that's what I say. I do, like, half.
Right.
But
yeah,
anyway,
don't go
no,
as, like, ketchup
bottle. Because everyone's awkward, right? So when you're going to a Halloween party, it's a good time to, well, I don't know. What if someone's like, I want to dip my fries?
Sexy ketchup. Go, yeah, I think that's it. Go
naughty.
As something ironic that's not sexy, but see if you can make it slightly sexy. But Halloween's a weird time for the whole. I don't know. Like everyone goes the fact that everyone's turned Halloween into a thing where you dress as sexual as possible is. I find it weird. Because the rest of the year, everyone complains about objectification.
Right.
Yeah.
And then the one night where you can be anything in the world, you can choose. I can be anything
building,
I want.
You can be, yeah.
I go the most sexual I've been the entire year. It's right. a strange sort of phenomenon.
I'm a slutty engineer today.
A slutty engineer.
Yeah.
That's this year's costume.
The slutty railroad.
Do you have a time frame for what? Because I'm sure you have a lot of girls that have come to your shows and your speeches, and they found somebody. Do they come up to you and say, hey, when is the right time to start doing the marriage issue?
Plenty of people will say I've kind of stagnated. I've been doing this for a while now. You know, what do I do? And that's kind of a big subject. And the balance you're always trying to strike in that scenario is not giving someone a manufactured ultimatum, because that's where you lose credibility if you don't stick to it.
Yeah.
Firstly.
Right.
So now the person doesn't believe you anymore when you say stuff. But it also forces someone's hand in a way that isn't desirable for you anyway. Because if they stay in the relationship, they stay because there was a gun to their head. And now they're resentful and they become a kind of ticking time bomb that way. And if they leave, they leave because there was a gun to their head.
Yeah.
And, you know, maybe, you know, under less pressure or given a different kind of conversation, it might have been different. At the same time, you don't want to stay there hoping things will be different. So, you know, I'm always in favor of having a very, very kind of frank conversation with someone where you actually take power back and you say, listen, I'm not sure if this is going in the direction that I had hoped it would. And I don't blame you for that. If you're not feeling that, that's okay. But I do need to think about what's best for me. And that doesn't mean I'm saying that I'm doing anything right now, but I do need to think about what that means for me. Even just planting that seed, it's not saying, when are you going to commit?
Right.
It's saying, I need to take a step back and just have a think about what this means for me. That's taking power back. And too often, people don't take power back. They put it all in the other person's hands and then get resentful and blame them that it's not going their
way. See, it's interesting, since you're a guy, and I know a lot of girls, I think it's in the way we word things, because you say it's like having a gun put to your head with an ultimatum, because I mean, it is in wording, because I've been in this situation before when, like, I was promised something and then it comes down to it. And that was like a mark of my relationship. And I'm like, I'm going to walk away because you said we were going to live together. And so, yeah. And then and he turns it like, oh, yeah, well, that was like putting a gun to my head. I'm like, no, we had this discussion. I mean, is it more in the wording as a girl? Because you want to have these conversations. So do I say it's important to me that at some point we move in this direction instead of saying, you don't move in with me, I'm breaking up with you?
Yeah, well, I think it's never...
Guys always think it's an ultimatum when it's just like a we want it to be a progression. Like, we want it to move forward.
I think it's what's important is making it about your needs and what's important for you. We often make it about what's wrong with our partner, right? Mm-hmm. You're wrong for not wanting this, or, you know, you told me this, you talked. If actually we take power back and we say, listen, you're an amazing person, but long term, what I need is someone who can meet my needs. Mm-hmm. And that is paramount to me. I love you, but I love myself. And I've got to take care of things that I really want in, you know, the dreams that I have in life. And you know, ultimately, if that means I have to take a step back from this relationship, I know it won't be easy, but I'm prepared to do that because I care about my own goals that much. Then when someone feels you starting to pull away, they know why, they know there's a reason, and they also know you're not blaming it on them. It's not about you, it's about me. Now someone, all of the guy's normal weapons... you've disarmed, because he can't say, well, you're making me out to be wrong for not being ready and blah, blah, blah. And you're not making him out to be wrong.
Right.
If that's where you're at, that's absolutely fine. But here's where I'm at and here's what I need. And I love you, but I can't let anybody take a dream away from me because those are things that are really important to me. Now a guy is really left thinking, yeah. Wow, this is a kind of conversation a woman's never had with me before.
Well, it's like yesterday in Love Letters to Kelly, we had the girl, she got the guy. Maybe you should do a book called Keep the Guy, you know, or I don't
we
know.
Have a, we have does have a book called
Oh, God, Keep Him? Oh,
yeah. We have an online
Come
program.
On, Kelly.
Look,
come on,
sorry. Kelly's basking in her happy
I got the guy
right now.
Stay with the man.
She's not worried about it yet.
The thing I was going to ask about was this woman, she went ahead, she moved in with him, she had a baby with him, she wants to get married, and it's not important to him. But that's like... it's like it's a little bit too late now, right? How do you get the guy when you've already got him, but you can't get, you've made the babies, you're living as a married couple, but you're not married? She was asking me how to get him to marry her, and I'm, how do you do that?
So
from
she's
a man's
had,
perspective.
She'd had,
they have babies.
Kids
already have the baby.
He just said he never
and
wants to be married.
But he told her, she asked him, and he said, I never want to get married. It's like, shouldn't you have had, it's too late now. You've got the kid.
Yeah, well, plan A is always to have those conversations early. And people say, well, how can I have those conversations early when I don't want to scare him off and blah, blah, blah? Well,
but
that's telling already. That's already telling, isn't it?
If
right.
you're,
you know, hiding something because you know it's not going to be desirable to somebody. When you do have those initial conversations, one quick tip for that is to not make it about him. You know, if you want marriage and children, you don't make it about him. You don't say, what are you thinking in terms of us? You say, this is what I'm thinking for me. And, you know, I don't know if you'll be that person or not, but that's one of my goals.
What if you've already had the baby with him and you're living married?
If you've already had the baby and you're saying to yourself, how do I get him to marry me? That you're asking the wrong question. The question to be asking is, can I genuinely be happy in this relationship if he never marries me? And if the answer is no, then I need to start making my new life as quickly as possible. Because as long as I'm saying I need to be here with this man and have him marry me in order to be happy, you're setting up an impossible rule for how to be happy.
Way better than
Kelly's. That's Matthew Hussey right there with the advice, ladies.
Way better than Kelly's answer.
Thank you.
How about next Wednesday we do love
letters to Matthew? I was like, deal with it. You've already got yourself in this mess. Deal with it.
Well, that's a version of that answer.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, I'm sure you've seen Matthew's video. That video that I keep seeing, Matthew, is the one that says, who has to pay?
Who pays on a date? Well, we've now had it stolen in myriad ways.
Really?
From all different sites. And it's now there are other sites that have more millions of views than we do for it.
It's everywhere.
And by the way, if people do want to find me, I always like to give out something free on this show. We have a texting guide that's 9texts.com. It's literally 9 text messages you can send to any guy that you've just met, a guy you're seeing, or even a guy you're dating to increase attraction. So you can go to 9texts.com and
can
download that guide.
Can I send all 9 at once?
to try it.
Yeah, let us know how that works there, Jenna.
Try it.
It's Matthew Hussey right there. Get the guys the book that Kelly found. That's how we found him. Dude, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
And hopefully we see him on TV one day because, you know, you got that TV face going on.
He is on TV all the time.
I prefer radio.
You need your own show, like Matthew Hussey Hour.
We're like his wife, and TV is the other woman.
Yeah. That's what it is right there. Go to his website. What was it again?
It's 9texts.com, and you can either use the word 9 or the number 9.
And it's smart for a man to look it up, too, and see what woman... Yeah. Kind of play on you.
There you go. Give it up for Matthew Hussey, everyone. Yeah, buddy.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.